Hey everybody, Beth Gibbs here, producer of Totes Recall. I'm here to let you know that May is Respect Listener Opinions Month. That means that for the month of May, you, the listener, get to help us choose which movie we'll watch. So head to Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram and suggest movies that you would like us to watch with the hashtag TotesRespect. We'll be taking your suggestions until March 22nd, and then we'll compile all of your suggestions into a poll. Then you get to vote on the one you would like us to watch the most. That poll will be up at respect.totesrecall.com. So if making us watch movies like Con Air or The Rock isn't enough of an incentive, you'll also be entered into a raffle to win some sweet Totes Recall merch. Listen to our Respect Listener Opinions Month episode that will drop on May 15th to see if you've been respected. And now, the show. Totes Recall.
Welcome
to Totes Recall.
The podcast where we talk about a movie we don't remember very well. Watch that movie. Eat pizza, salads. Thank you, patrons. We appreciate you appreciating us. Come back from salad and pizza time with a movie.
Yep.
Talk more about the movie, given the knowledge we have learned from watching it.
Yes.
God. My name is Dan.
This is Molly.
I'm also Dan.
And I'm Beth.
And our movie this episode is Indiana Jones, The Raiders of the Lost Ark, and The Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Literally what my brain just did. And The Goblet of Fire.
Yeah. Remember, Indiana Jones, remember the fourth Harry Potter book where
Harry, don't go into that man. Nazi Dane. Oh, no, I don't know. Oh, is this one with rats? I don't know.
Aren't they all with rats?
I guess so.
I feel like there's rats in all of them.
I mean, you go into a tomb, because they replaced it with snakes.
What?
No, he was afraid of snakes, so they replaced it with rats.
Who?
What?
Harrison Ford.
No, he hates snakes. Indiana Jones hates snakes.
Oh, the character does.
Yeah.
So originally it was rats or bugs or something, and they changed it to snakes.
Oh, because the actor?
The actor, Harrison Ford.
J. Ford.
Okay, J. Ford.
Harrison J. Ford.
Harrison J. Ford. He doesn't have a middle name. The J
these
is
these are
for,
true facts. We know
that
about
is
Harrison
true,
J.
Learned.
Ford.
Let's do our Blade Runner episode for more Harrison talk.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about him a lot. But no, he was afraid of something, and then they changed it, but they didn't tell him they were changing it to snakes, and he hates snakes.
Nice.
Too. I mean, who doesn't?
I kind of like snakes.
I like snakes,
really?
Like, as a concept. I don't know if I want to go into, like, a big chamber full of them, though.
But would you want to go into a big chamber full of kittens? You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
sure,
full
sure.
of
yeah.
anything,
yeah.
it's going to
yeah.
feel weird.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, full of kittens?
Like, the floor is, like, writhing with kittens.
Oh, yeah. Anything that's writhing is no good.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm, that's, I think that's what we're saying.
But, okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you mean that you like snakes as a concept?
Yeah, snakes are super cool. And if, like, you were like, do you want to watch this National Geographic hour about snakes? I'd be like, hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
But, like, if I were to suddenly just be, like, walking along and then suddenly, like, a crazy-ass legless reptile
yeah.
just sort of, like, speeded across.
Unpredictable.
My animal brain would freak out. I'd be like, what is that? Oh, my God, what is that?
Yeah.
And part of me would want to either run or, like, stab it.
I think that's the same how I feel about sharks.
Uh-huh.
I'm fascinated by sharks.
Yes.
Also terrified
yes.
of sharks.
You should be. They're yes. apex predators. Stay out of the water.
Have I ever told you my shark story?
No.
No.
Okay.
Wait, well, are we ever going to watch Jaws on this podcast?
We should, though.
We should
I'll
watch
save
Jaws.
It for Jaws.
There yeah. you go. Teaser.
Teaser. Molly has a story. Wait, does it take place in the Soviet Union?
No.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Russian
we have
Jaws.
Trained sharks for a hunt for American blood.
There was a bad guy and a laser, but I don't want to get into it right now.
Right.
Oh.
No, that last part was a joke.
What movie are we watching?
Indiana Jones and the Raiders
Goblet
of Doom.
Fire.
Nope. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Is it and?
Which
I don't know.
Is it?
Or is it Indiana Jones colon?
That
I mean, this
I
is
have
the
same
moment
question.
Where somebody is going to break apart their listening device.
Yeah,
but
and I'm excited.
Seriously,
for it.
Which one is this? It's not the one with what's his name? Sean Connery, right?
I don't
know.
No. Wait,
that's Temple of Doom, right?
No.
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 That's the last Crusade.
Last Crusade. That makes sense. It's last.
Aren't you just talking about the actual title of the movie, not even the content of the movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a colon or an and after Jones.
I think it's and the, because isn't it Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Because I think they're presented as like as if they were like pulp novels.
Yeah.
So like it's always this character and he does a bunch of different adventures.
Okay, I buy that.
So I.
But no, this doesn't have Sean Connery in it.
Okay, that one I know I've seen a lot.
Okay, not this one.
Not this one.
Yep.
I'm not sure if this is the one that I saw, but oh, no. I have a very sentimental attachment to Indiana Jones. I mean, I'm sure I've seen it in general.
Sure. Oh.
But I have a very sentimental attachment to Indiana Jones.
Okay.
And the reason is that my now husband is someone I had a huge crush on for a very long time. And we had this very slow progress of becoming friends mm-hmm. and then me trying to get to the point where we would hang out socially in mm-hmm. any capacity. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know how in Jane Austen novels, like the heroine will get maybe 30 seconds alone yes. with the suitor and yeah. then there's all these miscommunications. It was like that for at least 9 months. And I was starting to lose my mind a little bit. But then we ended up in Austin, Texas at a festival at the same time together. And I'd gone out for pancakes, mm-hmm. like midnight pancakes, mm-hmm. and it ended up just being the two of us, and we had a really great time, and then we made a plan for the next day, and the story could go really long, but it was a plan, and we had barbecue at Aaron's Barbecue, which is some of the Franklin's Barbecue, which yep. is some of the best barbecue in the world.
Wait, is it Aaron's or Franklin's?
Franklin's?
It's Franklin's, but Aaron Franklin is the name of the guy.
Oh!
Yeah. I didn't see him or anything, but it is really that. Excellent barbecue. Somebody worked at a food place for a long time.
Yeah. No I think deal. I talked to Aaron Franklin at
when
one point.
When does this become about Indiana Jones?
Oh, great anyway, question. So we had barbecue together, and it was during that conversation that he asked me out on our first date. Uh-huh. And I was like, what do you want to do? And he's like, let's go to the Alamo Draft House. They're showing Indiana Jones.
Cute.
And so we went to Alamo Draft House.
Which movie?
Which it was an Indiana Jones one.
You just don't remember which one, though?
Listen, you guys, my brain was not.
Too busy making eyes?
I was too busy thinking about where my arms and hands were at all times. You know how you get so nervous? You're like, am I sitting naturally?
Are we going to touch pinkies?
Ew, gross. I mean, pinkies, that's gross.
Oh, pinkies are gross? Pinkies in general?
So you got your hand next to each other, you slide
exactly,
over.
Like, on the armrest, like, a little skin to skin.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. But you know what I mean? You just start getting really self-conscious about how you're sitting and, like, is there going to be kissing and when?
Right.
So I can't
tell
you.
Wait, in the movie or in your life?
Both,
in
baby.
My life. I don't care about the movie. So what I'm saying is I have a strong emotional attachment to Indiana Jones, but I do not know if this is the exact movie we saw.
guess,
as I'm talking about
we'll
it, I think
out.
It's less likely. And I actually don't even know if this one has snakes.
I think they all have snakes.
It for sure has snakes.
But there's like a room full of snakes. It's a big deal.
Yeah, I think they all
them.
Have snakes.
Okay. No, he doesn't. Does he make that joke three times?
Probably, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like a thing? It's like a bit?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's like a running thing. Like, I hate snakes.
Like, oh, why does it have to be snakes? Stuff like that.
He calls someone Jacques.
What?
I hate snakes, Jacques. Yeah, I think this is one with Jacques. This is another longtime Toadsets will remember me referencing Macintosh sound packs that I had on my kid.
Yeah.
mostly Star Wars, but there were definitely some Indiana Jones ones. And one of his, I hate snakes, Jacques. Quetzbet, that's the line. I think it's in this movie when he gets in a plane and he likes running from the natives.
Oof.
We'll talk about it.
Yep.
and there's like a snake in there in the plane. Uh-huh. And he says, I hate snakes, Jacques, and like throws it out of the plate.
Probably.
But it's like Jacques the pilot's pet snake, maybe?
Aww.
What?
Oh, no.
I'll feel very conflicted that if that's the case.
Yeah.
So are there Nazis in this
one? Oh, yeah.
I think there's Nazis.
Are there always
in all of them,
Nazis?
Right? Except
not
the fourth one.
That's like
one,
a running bit.
Or Temple of Doom.
Crystal Skull doesn't count.
Oh, that was a
Shut
terrible
up, nerds.
Movie.
But also probably we're cool nerds because I think most nerds...
I think nerds
movie.
Hates Crystal Skull.
Yeah. We're kind of nerds in this situation, right?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Oh.
I just assumed
it was
not
good.
It
was truly bad.
Yeah.
It was like one scene that was like okay, and then there was...
There was one scene that was okay.
Yeah, and then there was like 85.
Was that in the diner? Because that one was annoying. Never mind. That wasn't the good scene because it was annoying.
Okay.
So there we have it.
Anyway, I think Temple of Doom, there's no Nazis because it's a prequel story.
Oh.
Mm.
I think. I don't remember. I haven't seen these movies in a long time.
Anyway.
But yeah, there are definitely Nazis in this one.
Okay, Molly's bet, Harrison Ford is in it.
Solid.
There's a lady in it,
yes.
probably. She probably wears an all-white outfit at one point.
Sure.
Oh, is she is like a reporter?
What?
There's like gross bugs in this one.
Is
this one
gross
with the
bugs
heart?
In all of them, aren't there?
You think
is there
the mummy?
Is there a part where like a guy like pulls a heart out of a guy and eats it?
That's
oh, that
definitely
seems
that's
right.
Temple of
Doom. Okay. So this is the one where the Nazis are like, here's this box, and they open it up and
yeah.
their faces.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to like spoil it for you guys, but
I mean, I've seen
literally
it.
The title of the movie is The Lost Ark. So it's the one with the Ark.
But okay.
But that's not
is
right?
the Ark like Noah's Ark.
Is that a bet? Is that
what
a best
is
bet?
An arc?
Best bet.
Is that
I mean, you're in the right area?
Yes, you're definitely
like
in the
biblical?
Right, like, you're orbiting the right.
Yes.
It's like a wooden box.
It's the other Christian ark.
Yes.
Which I don't know what that is.
The ark oh, the Ark of the Covenant?
Covenant.
Yeah.
Boom.
Which is what?
It carried around Moses's broken tablets. All right, Moses.
Tweet at us.
Christian heads.
Yeah.
Or Bible heads.
Bible heads, in general.
This is my understanding of the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh, I love it. Let's go. Strap in.
Moses. He's a guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Went up to a mountain.
Yep.
Was like, God, how to live.
Yeah. With like Google?
Yeah.
How to live. He went
yeah.
to God.
Yeah. This is pre-Google. It was
okay,
just
God.
God. God. God.
Okay, yep. God.
Okay, God. How to live. Live. God was like, here's 15 lessons?
What?
But then he only ended up with 10?
No.
No, dude.
No,
that's
no, no,
the
no.
Mel Brooks movie.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Come on. No, it's 10.
It comes down with 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
These are the stone tablets.
Uh-huh.
Like, don't kill.
Yeah,
don't bang
kill.
Other people's wives.
Yes.
Yeah, these are the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe not everybody knows the Ten Commandments. So I'm
okay.
recapping the ones I can remember.
Right. Yeah.
No idols.
Right.
Like your neighbors.
Yep.
Totes Recall Bible Edition.
Some other stuff.
Be very short.
Some are good. Some are confusing. Anyway.
Yeah.
We won't go into it.
Yep.
At some point, they break and go in a box. That's the Ark of the Covenant.
That's your understanding?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Molly's rubbing her face.
Yeah. You want to add anything, Molly?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Seems pretty,
is
pretty
he close?
Comprehensive.
Is he close?
I think so. I just, what you may or may not know about Dan is sometimes when he gets into telling a story.
Oh, yeah.
It can take a while.
It goes on.
I just.
Whoa.
I mean, not me.
But
obviously.
I would say that this
I'm
one was
super short with my
pretty
stories.
Brief.
That yeah. was pretty brief.
Let's go back and time out which story was longer.
tweet
Ten Commandments or getting to the Alamo Draft House and then not knowing what Indiana Jones
yeah, 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 yeah.
Anyway.
Tweet at us. Who dat longer story?
Yep. With the TRTs.
Yes. Yes. With
yes.
TRTs.
Yeah.
And like whatever emoji you feel represents whoever you thought had the longer story,
oh,
and we'll
no.
just figure it out.
Yep.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Tell it whole.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, and the Nazis want it.
Because it shoots laser beams.
It's like
or something.
Like the whole idea, I think, is that it's like there's, you know, legends passed down that like the it like with it holds like the power of God himself or something, or like whoever possesses it will be like unstoppable or something because they have been blessed by God or something like that.
But why does it melt Nazis?
I don't know because they're
oh,
like,
is that the okay? Hold on,
mm-hmm,
hold on,
mm-hmm,
hold on,
mm-hmm,
everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the one with a map on a discus and it gets burned into the palm of a bad guy?
Yeah.
Okay, Molly's bet that happens.
Oh.
Molly's bet, the thing I just confirmed happens.
Yes.
Okay,
but
then
I
guess I'm double Molly-ing that bet.
Is this the one where he like has like a sandbag and then he has like an idol and then he has to like switch the sandbag with the idol
and then run away
the,
from the
run
big
away
ball?
From the big
quite
stone
possibly.
Thing?
Yes.
I thought
that's
that was a different one. I thought that was
one.
In Temple of Doom.
Do, 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 do.
No.
That's not Temple
do,
of Doom.
Do, do, do.
No, Temple of Doom is where he has a problematic Asian child sidekick and drives around.
Yeah, this is the one with iconic DVDs footage of giant boulder rolling behind.
I think so, yeah.
And that's like the intro, because the intro to Last Crusade is River Phoenix being young Indiana Jones.
Oh, right.
And it belongs in a museum.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he says that a lot.
Yeah.
I remember
general.
That.
But I thought,
okay.
the, I thought that was the burn one, because that's like the staff head, and then he's got to put it in the hole, and then Crusade. I don't know.
No, I think that's this one.
What's the one where he has to like spell things? Do you know that one?
Oh, yeah. He has to spell God's name?
Yeah.
But it starts with a J?
Oh,
is that this
yeah.
one?
I think that's the other one.
Oh, because he's finding the cup
yeah.
of Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chalice.
More Nazis want Jesus stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was like based on reality.
Yeah.
To some degree.
There was like a spelling bee.
No, like the, I don't know, like Hitler and his ilk had obsession with
that's
like,
the name of God. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so to go back to what Beth just hinted at, is this score by John Williams?
Probably, John Williams score?
Oh, yeah.
Thick Williams?
Thick Williams.
I think we played this in a compilation of Thick Williams songs in band.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Do-do-do-do.
Do-do-do.
That's what I think that's the saxophone part.
No, not that one.
So, yeah. So there are Nazis. There is an arc that we sort of understand what it is.
A lady reporter in white?
I don't think she's a reporter.
Oh.
Honestly, I don't remember a woman
now
in this
I'm
movie.
Now I'm wondering if she's in the Temple of Doom. Because she gets like sacrificed or something.
That's a
they
different
find
woman.
Her.
I might be thinking of Romance
in the
Stone.
What do you mean it's a different woman? I just said a white woman in a white outfit.
The one who gets sacrificed is the different
woman. Oh,
is
a different woman.
Yeah.
Not his lady pal.
Yeah. Because in this one, I don't remember what why she's around.
One of them has like a crusty lady who's great, who like outdrinks
this one.
All right, that's this one.
Yes.
Oh, this one's
great. She's
great. Yeah, she's great. We see her
Marion, something like that.
Like, like drinking some giant Soviet man under the table.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I think that's how we're introduced to her. Is her just out drinking some dude?
Is this the one with the monkey brains?
No.
Temple of Doom, I think.
I think I've only seen Temple of Doom. No, that's not true. I've definitely seen
I think
seen
that's the... To me, Temple of Doom is the worst of the three.
Oh, wow.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I know that...
If I remember them
okay,
correctly.
Okay, here's a thing about my history.
Okay.
Is that we owned two of the three on VHS.
Oh.
I cannot tell you which ones
you didn't get a box
were.
Set?
Well, I think we got it from a garage sale or someone. Sure. So,
oh, it's
so
like
maybe,
Neapolitan ice cream.
So maybe someone was like, this is the best one. I'll keep it. And then these other two. So I think I had Last Crusade and Temple of Doom.
I love that. Some kid's like, you got to get rid of... You can only keep one of these movies, Jack.
Oh, all right. I love this one the best.
I love the idea of like some misguided parent being like, it's the same guy on the cover of each one. You don't need all three.
They're all Indiana
They're all the
Jones.
Same movie. That'd be amazing. So you think you saw the second and third one repeatedly, but a garage sale deviant prevented you from seeing this one?
Yeah, and I wouldn't even say repeatedly, like maybe a few times.
It was just available to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what else do you think you remember about this one? Anything else?
Does he have a whip at some point?
Yeah. Oh, is this the whip gun one?
Well, he has the whip and the gun.
But I mean,
those are like
use
his two
the whip to grab the
tools
gun?
Of choice.
It has the LOL guy has a gun. No.
LOL guy?
There's a guy, a bad guy with a sword.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Who's like going crazy with a sword. And then Harrison J. Ford just shoots him.
Yes.
Yes.
And LOL. Is that this one?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's and like in a city scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not city.
Yeah.
What was
a busy
that?
Market.
Like a market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun
in
scene.
In a city, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe, this might be apocryphal, but I believe that originally there was going to be some like crazy ass action scene. And then Harrison J. Ford was like, I have a gun. Why wouldn't I just shoot him? And they were like, oh yeah, okay, let's shoot that. And they did. And they're like, this is great.
That's my understanding as well, that he was too tired to do an action scene.
Yeah.
It was like, fuck it. I'll shoot him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love it.
But then LOL.
Is there going to be some problematic encounter with Harrison Ford and a female character?
Probably.
I mean,
it's Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And it's a movie from the last, like his golden age of action heroes.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's a professor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So at some point he's wearing like glasses and.
Yeah.
Oh, to show that he's a professor.
Or like a sweater with like patches on his elbow.
Oh, elbow patches.
Dan's bet. He is a professor and his. Female students are into it.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. One of them writes on her eyelids,
I remember that.
Call me or
something like that.
Something weird.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gross.
Something that.
I remember seeing that as a kid and thinking that was gross.
Drawing on your eyelids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like,
okay.
Is that going
to
work?
I need to go further into this because so she has to write on her eyelids, which means that like one of her eyes is closed and she has to write backwards.
She probably got like a friend to do it, right?
Yeah.
But like But that you're going to trust a friend with a pen next to your eye?
Man, I don't know.
I mean, her judgment clearly, like, this isn't the dumbest part of the choice. You know?
It's probably eyeliner, right?
I assume.
It looks like pen.
Sure.
But I guess we'll find out. We'll find out.
But, okay. Like, when you open your eyes, mm-hmm. like, isn't the act of opening and closing your eyes going to rub it off?
Yeah.
So it's probably
it's like a Sharpie?
I think she's just not too bright.
Do you think because he's so busy gallivanting around the world that his class is an easy A because he just can't bother
probably
to try that
honestly
hard?
Probably.
Yeah, they probably don't show the exhausted teacher's assistant right. behind the scenes grading all the papers.
Yeah. Russell, I'm going to Guatemala to find a statue.
Man, and then Russell's parallel movie is just him grading papers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's so sad. Yeah.
Grading papers and just listening to the advance of the Nazi army on the radio.
Trying to inspire students.
Russell and the stack of blue books. I watched that movie.
I give this one a B. It's a line of dialogue from the movie we just made up.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
So who is the main woman in this?
I think he's the main bad guy.
Hitler's not in this one. He's in the last one.
Oh, right. The Last Crusade. He's in that one. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, who's the main lady?
Is she just some lady?
All I can think of is
It's Marion. We already talked about this. God damn it.
Yeah, Marion? I think that's her name. Dance bet, Marion.
Is she blonde?
No.
Oh, I think she's dark haired.
Yes. Yes, correct. Blonde one's in Temple of Doom.
Okay. All right. That's the one that is super annoying because she literally can't do anything.
Yes.
She just runs around and screams the entire time. Like, why are you there?
Yeah. Although I think, well, there's a blonde lady in the third one too, but she's a secret Nazi. Spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
Although at this point, I'm like, I'm just glad someone who's a Nazi has the good sense to do it in secret. I am tired of these out public Nazis who don't think they should be ashamed because they should.
Sure.
Mm. Anyway, whatever, secret Nazi.
Sure. I mean, she was a spy.
Yeah.
That kind of secret Nazi.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, like,
war
was happening.
Oh, yeah. We should make it clear. Molly, this movie takes place before you were born.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, in that case.
They don't know about Molly Chase. In the movie.
But was it far away? It's long ago.
No, it was in,
relatively
Greece,
close.
Probably.
Yeah.
And
that's
wherever
far.
Else he
he's
ends up.
He's American.
He's American, but he travels the globe.
We'll see it, like,
I thought he taught at
Harvard.
Oxford.
Oh, maybe he does. Yeah, he might be in England.
Really?
At the beginning. Or not at the beginning.
I thought he was in Indiana.
What?
That's his name.
That's what we...
The dog's name. Spoiler
that's
alert.
What we call the dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the third movie, though.
That's
jokes.
Right.
Oh, speaking of... Is... what's his name in this? Reese?
Darby?
No, the other one. The guy who played... he's just like a deep-voiced, bearded guy. I don't know. He shows up in Indiana Jones movies all the time, but I don't know if he's in the first one.
Oh, yeah,
one.
He's like an assistant guy.
He's like his buddy who just like shows up sometimes.
Oh, so he was his bad dates?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Bad dates, this one or the other one?
I don't know.
You know, I can't remember an episode of Totes Recall where all four of us have struggled so hard. Usually there's at least one of us who can like confirm.
Okay. Let's try to get some
and
more.
You're doing a really good job, Dan. I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying this is
no,
hard.
This is a nightmare. Let's try to get some more solid bets down.
Okay, for sure this is the one that opens with Idol and
Sandbag,
and
yes.
Giant Boulder.
Yes.
Great.
Then he gets the thing. He steals the idol from the natives.
Yes.
But then the evil archaeologist steals it from him.
Yes.
And then he runs for the natives.
That's right. There is an evil archaeologist. God, this movie is ridiculous.
And then does he go back to work at school?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And then someone's like, I found that idol? No. We got to find the ark? Someone comes to him.
Oh, yeah. With the ark, with a bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. I think it's his, what is that guy's name? There's like a fastidious British man who's like his...
Oh, it's like his Q.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably like, I came across this book that has a little map to whatever. And I think Marion is somehow tied into that.
Yeah.
Like maybe she has the last piece of information that'll lead
people to the
ark.
Was there a corner of a map?
I think it's her dad.
Yeah, maybe.
Was like big into it, but died.
Oh, it had to have died.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Because she can't be in it on her own,
like,
right?
No.
The man in her life
Croft
had to have done the thing.
Type situation.
But I think she might... Yeah, I think it is sort of like that because she like took it upon herself to keep looking for it or something.
Yeah. So she's drinking in a tent somewhere, right?
Or like a
in the market?
Does she own the bar?
She owns a bar.
Oh.
And Harrison J. Ford and her were former lovers. What? Things did not go well.
I thought this was where they met.
No.
Sparks fly.
Oh. There's history.
Oh.
And he was established.
History.
Thank you. It's established,
their
I
story.
Think. That,
it's their story.
That he's like a womanizer.
Oh, he has to be, right?
Yeah.
Or he doesn't have time.
But then the Nazis are there.
Yeah.
And burns the hand, Molly.
Yeah. Yay.
But then also the bar burns down.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's like, why
best
did you come here?
Best of times, worst of times.
Yeah. And then they got to get a staff. The staff of Ra? Yeah. And so, there's a little city?
Yeah.
Gertie is not helping.
Yeah, like the thing.
I'm lost on the middle.
I think the thing that he burns on his palm is the thing you have to shove onto a stick to like find the location of the arc.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, does a big light shine through and
yeah.
it like points a laser
to, like,
where you need to go?
The sun has to hit it at a certain time.
Mm. Oh, that explains Ross, the choice. Yeah. Sun god.
But then when they get in there, that's where it's a bunch of snakes.
Ooh, maybe.
Because evil archaeologist figures out the ploy and like pulls up the rope or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then there's lots of snakes.
Wait, so you think he like dumps in a sack of snakes?
No, there's like already snakes.
Oh,
there.
Okay. Because that'd be hilarious.
Molly's bet there are going to be many times during this movie I'm going to be thinking of the mummy.
just wishing you were watching.
Nope, just that I'm going to keep thinking something for the mummy is going to happen.
Just because it's in the desert and there's like people in khaki doing stuff.
Basically.
Staff of Ra, that's Egyptian. Maybe they're in Egypt.
We don't know. But anyway, that's my bet.
Oh, man.
Okay, so then he goes into a thing and he finds the stuff and there's like conflict. He has to spell Yahweh.
I think that's the third
and then,
one.
And then he wins.
Yep.
It does not pass the Bechdel Wallace. I'll put that bet in.
No, I don't think so.
That seems like a no.
Well, I mean, since we're introduced to Marion dealing exclusively with men, I think that probably sets the precedent for the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there is another woman in the movie?
I mean, there's drawn on eyelids lady, but I don't think
she
talks.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good
unless
point. Unless
eyelid messages
about
count
two
as talking.
Well, even then, it would be talking about him. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think... I'm going to say there's no other named female. Mm-mm. We're going to have one named female.
Oh, I don't think there's lady Nazis
scary.
Until the third one.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's just men Nazis in this one.
Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's definitely a face-melting scene.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's the end, and it's gross.
Yeah.
Is it?
Again, I'm picturing.
I mean,
mummy.
It was at the time, at least.
I think it looks like you know, when you build like a volcano, and like for school, that's just kind of what it looks like.
Of course, for school. Wild
for fun. Yeah, science for fun. Hey,
science for fun. Hey, teens.
Teens. Science can be fun too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's not just for nerds.
Yeah, and I think I've done that baking soda vinegar thing more for fun than I have for school.
But did you make it into a volcano?
I never made a volcano.
Yeah, neither did I.
I've never had. I just always thought that was a thing that they did on sitcoms for shorthand. Like, look, it's a science fair.
I mean, they definitely, it is, for sure.
But you can also actually do it.
Yeah, but
I mean,
you might
why?
Get like a C because it's not original.
Well,
unless you made it original in some way.
Like making it look like a Nazi melting?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're like a 5-year-old or something, that's
pretty
still a pretty good
cool.
one.
It's pretty keen to have a 5-year-old come up with a chemical reaction like that.
Dan, are you feeling defensive?
Yeah, I just feel like you can do science.
Yeah, hey,
for
kids,
fun.
Science.
Science is fun.
Science is fun.
That
don't...
might lead you to want to explore outer space, though. So
yeah, send a robot.
Build a robot.
Build a robot,
send
a robot.
Send to space.
Build a robot, send a robot.
And
this
go
movie
with it
does
to
not
see how
have
it's
robots
doing.
Or space.
No.
But it does have...
Harrison J. Ford.
Harrison J. Ford. Probably a train at some point. Maybe that's a third one. Definitely a plane. And definitely a map showing where that plane goes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
classic.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
The little line on the
map. Yeah, I love that.
How many... Okay. A key component of Indiana Jones Adventures is globe hopping.
Yeah.
How many different points on the globe do you think he hops to?
Great.
I think Morocco's one, because that's fun.
What?
Morocco. Why
but
not?
How many, though?
Oh, I don't know.
So it starts in
7.
Wow.
I don't know.
I love it. Beth said 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say...
Now, are you counting... You're counting total locations, only
like
exciting, exotic ones? Like,
I'm saying,
does England count?
I'm saying, like, it counts as long as he was somewhere else and now is there. Like, I'm not saying, like, he traveled from one town to another, but, like, if it's, like... Oh, we have to now, you know what I mean? Where it's like, we have to like buy a ticket or pay someone to take me there. I count that.
Sure.
So I'm going to say 4.
I'll go 6.
Nice.
Speaking of random numbers.
What?
How many?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay. See?
I get it.
How many melted map palms?
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds gross. How many happy paper maps?
Happy paper maps.
Yeah, how many of those do you think you're going to
Oh, boy. Man, I have not seen this movie in so long. I really liked these when I was a kid, but I'm very concerned about harsh 2018 eyes being like, oh, man, Harrison Ford is a monster in, like, various ways, whether it be him being a man, him being, like, a white dude just, like, steamrolling over other cultures for his own gain. And I don't know if, like, him punching a couple Nazis will, like, justify it, you know what I mean? Because that is definitely where this movie goes. It's like, it's fine, he punches Nazis, everything else he does is forgiven. But it's also, I think, a fun romp, like an adventurous romp. So I'll say 4 happy maps.
Cool. Mm. Wow, ambitious.
I don't know how I will feel about this movie because I'm not quite sure which one it is still.
Love it.
So because I did own them on VHS, but I didn't watch them that often, it makes me think that I didn't like them that much. So I'm going to go with 2.
Wow.
I mean, you know, maybe I'll be like, back into Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Back Indiana Jones.
I feel almost identically to Dan. I really like this kid. These were a staple of the Chiquette household.
Nice.
And this is one of the two that I really liked a lot. but yeah, he like just steals from people and probably like traps a woman with his arms.
At some point, right? He has to.
So I don't know if I'll be able to see past this into the fun adventure film that I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
4.
Love it.
I don't know what to expect. I mean, in some ways, I know exactly what to expect because it's an Indiana Jones movie. But I don't know how I'll feel about it. So I'm going to give it a 3 with room for elation and disappointment.
Yeah.
Cowardly 3.
Yeah.
Cowardly. It's all right, cowardly. 2.5. I mean, low expectations.
If 3 is what's in your heart,
yeah, it's fine.
It's more cowardly not to give your heart's rating.
Yeah,
my heart
exactly.
is
like, imagine if you were watching this movie and you're in your heart, you wanted to touch pinkies, but then you decided against it. Who knows where your life would be at this point?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I would. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
That is some sliding doors stuff. So I'm gonna go 2.5 because I feel pessimistic.
Great.
Yeah.
Love it.
I hope to be wrong. I'm open to being wrong. But I also think if there's any animal cruelty, that is gonna be down. And I think it's gonna be cruelty to snakes.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be really creepy colonialism.
Yeah.
And the women thing is probably gonna bother me.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if I'll still feel like Harrison Ford is just a scamp.
Mm-hmm. There's also, I feel like in any of these movies, just because of the time period and the inherent violence, there is always a chance a horse will get injured in these movies. I'm just saying, steal yourself for potential horse injury.
I predict some kitchen time. All right. And with that, we're going to press pause, go watch Indiana Jones and the Ark of the Covenant. Oof. Nope. What is it?
Raiders of
the Lost Ark. And with that, we're going to press pause and watch Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark. And maybe there's more title.
Who knows?
But we'll be right back. And we're back. We just watched 1 hour and 50 minutes of problematic adventure. Well, I mean, that's true.
Sure.
That's yeah, true. It is true.
Sure.
It's very problematic.
But it is an adventure.
And it is adventure.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, full title.
No
Indiana Jones is not even in the title.
Yeah.
Barely
he's in
the
movie.
He's
in the Can confirm. He's in the movie.
No the, no and. I mean, there's one the, but not at the beginning.
Right.
And yet we should have mentioned, or we should have bet, but it came out in 1981.
Yes. Yeah. I would have bet later.
I also would have bet later.
Yeah.
But I would have been wrong.
When did I would? This is what I would have said. When did Star Wars come out?
78 We talked
seven.
About this.
77
Seven?
No, 76 I would remember because that would be the bicentennial.
Oh right.
Yeah.
So it's either 77 or 79
Cool.
Or
so,
78 Yeah. Okay, but cool. What I think is important to keep in mind. Is I did not see this in Austin, Texas. I do think that the last time, first and last time I saw it was when I was a kid in theaters.
Wow.
Which I would have been so young, but I was so young when Empire Strikes Back came out.
The Empire the Strikes Back.
The Empire the Strikes Back yeah. and the Jones.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think I saw this from at least at a young age, either on VCR or in a theater.
Cool.
And it was because it was rated PG.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is... not a PG movie.
No.
It's very violent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's Lady Back.
Lady Back. Ah, you see a lady take off her bra.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. and male top.
What?
Indiana Jones takes his shirt off.
Yeah. Oh, male top.
Well, a male top.
Yeah. I got it. Oh, yeah.
I think you see his back.
There's
too.
Graphic male top in this
yeah.
movie.
Yeah. Well, you also see that large man that he fights next to the airplane.
Yeah, he big takes Nazi. Yeah. Big Nazi takes his shirt off, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, right away. Are we He's just like, talking about Big Nazi right now? We're just jumping right to Big Nazi?
I mean, yeah, why not?
Okay. Here's what I liked about the character Big Nazi, right?
Yeah.
So, Indiana Jones is already dealing with the pilot of the plane, right? Like
so should we set this up that he's trying to escape a basically Nazi
camp?
Yeah. Mm.
Dig site.
I don't know if you could say that. Dig site. Yeah.
Nazi installation.
Yes.
And he's dealing with the pilot and like punching and whatever. And then Big Nazi just steps out of like his room, like his hut or whatever.
Tent.
Yeah. And he just like he sees the situation. And without missing a beat, just starts taking his shirt off like, oh, I'm going to kick this guy's ass now. Like, I love how there is no hesitation, no moment of even like, oh, what's going on? Like, he literally steps out, starts taking his shirt off, and goes to punch Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I think it was like, oh, someone I haven't fought yet.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. Because
he's like, he doesn't even like raise an alarm.
No.
It's just like, oh, there's fighting going on?
I'm
going
to fight this guy.
That's my main priority now is to fight that guy.
Yeah.
To me, he looks like a circus strongman.
Totally.
Like he's got kind of a mustache, like a curled mustache.
That was probably intentional.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For him to look like a Muppet?
Don't you feel like circus people are like not accepted by the Nazis?
Oh, you mean like after like the Jews and the Roma and homosexuals?
Yeah.
It was like circus people?
Yeah.
Well, I don't, I think.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, do you think he was formerly a strong man in the circus
that
is now a Nazi?
No.
Because I feel like he would not be accepted.
I meant that I think his look was deliberate.
Oh, okay.
That's
Got
all.
It.
But I mean, maybe. Honestly, it's 1936. Things have not gone, like, full blown, you know, like Hitler's just, he's still ramping up, right? So at that point, he might be like, at least take the strong men out of the circus for now.
Sure.
For now.
Sure.
We're looking for God artifacts. We need as many large circus men as we can find.
Man. Yeah. Like, of the circus world.
Yes.
They're the perfect specimen?
Yes, correct.
Oh. Wow. Well, let's just start at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And how horrifying the colonialism is from the very first bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just right at the start.
It really is.
And I would like to mention, does Indiana Jones speak any other languages than English? I guess he speaks some German.
Speaks some German.
Speaks some
German.
But
you think Spanish would be obtainable. I mean, he's an archaeologist.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, is he should know every language.
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of the best archaeologists on Earth, right? Mm-hmm. According to this movie. But... he's an American.
True.
Yeah.
And USA number five.
That is a choice that they made for him.
Right.
Is that he does not speak those languages. He is only American.
Yeah. Presumably, he probably is pretty fluent in a bunch of like nearly dead or dead languages,
mm-hmm.
more than current languages.
But he should be able to understand Spanish, right?
Does he not?
I don't know.
Is it made clear that he doesn't?
It's annoying. Well,
it's
they
very
point out that he doesn't speak the language of the very local people.
Right.
He speaks the American of the language of the U.S. dollar.
That's right. And the language of pushing Alfred Molina around.
But I feel it was funny because I kept holding out hope because there's this moment where so I think the first thing we should say is we were correct about the beginning.
Yes.
Of this film,
robbing some people in South America.
Yep. Going to rob some people in South
America. As we're told by the subtitle that shows up, or the title card that just says South America.
Yeah. It's true. It's not very specific.
No.
Probably anyway,
for the best. We can talk about that.
And Indiana Jones survives that giant ball, and he just narrowly escapes. And then he's met with a local people who are all armed and pointing their weapons at him.
Yes.
And for a brief moment, I was like, yay, they're going to stop him from stealing this archaeological treasure.
Nope.
They were just there at the behest of some other, I don't know, French Belloc. Colonial
Belloc,
imperialist.
The evil archaeologist.
Yes, he is the evil archaeologist.
Who does speak Hovitas.
Hovitas or whatever it was.
Yep.
The local language.
Did we look up if that was a real tribe?
We didn't.
Should we assume it's not?
I'm hoping it's not.
Yeah.
So they don't get things wrong about actual people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seems like better somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's slightly better, maybe. Like better
I don't
to
know.
Better to
because then it's just like really generalizing.
Yeah.
You know?
But also they probably weren't. I don't know. Yeah. Is it better to just make something up whole cloth so and then just cherry pick what you want, or is it better to find the name of a real tribe and then not care?
Oh, I think the first is better.
Yeah.
Because that's, I think, what you're saying, right, Dana?
Yeah. I mean, there's a third option that is much better.
Well, sure, but I mean, it's 1981.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. No, I mean, it'd be great if that was a real people and they were all dressed in
appropriately,
historically
yeah.
accurate,
yeah.
culturally.
Like they got a consultant.
Yeah, they had a consultant
yeah.
and like they hired like actors that are like
right.
from
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
as we saw later, oof. They didn't deal great with true representation.
No,
of race.
No, certainly not.
No, they did not. Yikes.
Might as well jump straight to
yeah.
that.
I mean, we're on the topic. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what happens next, right? Oh, well, he goes back to the school.
Yeah. But then they end up in Nepal looking for the woman of the film.
Yes, Marion. Was that the name I kept saying, or did I say something else?
Yeah.
Or did I say Miriam?
I think you're saying Marion.
Check the tapes.
No, I was imagining you spelled it A-N-N-E at the end, and it's spelled O-N.
Oh.
Mm.
But that doesn't matter.
Great.
Yeah, because women's names don't matter.
It doesn't matter how I imagine them.
That's true. What matters is the truth.
Yeah.
That there's at least one to look at. And there was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was one named woman, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think there were any other
named
women.
There was Blinky Lady.
Yeah.
There was a lot of women in that classroom.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
None of them named.
There were occasional women, but they didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. Mostly men. Like, even the extras.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Almost entirely men.
Yeah.
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 Anyway, in Nepal.
Yes.
I would say literally 99%.
Yeah, it's a man-heavy movie.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of casting.
There may have been 100 people total, maybe 200 people.
Yeah.
Including extras and
yeah.
maybe 3 women.
Yeah, like during the parts, I mean, during certain parts, it would make
there
sense.
There were almost as many monkeys
yeah.
as there were women.
True. That is true.
That is true.
Like and that monkey didn't even get a name. That was a girl, though.
Was it?
Yeah, the monkey was a little girl. Well, she says she's a smart one.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I assume she
got it right.
Sexed the monkey,
I guess, or maybe she just gave it the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true.
Is that monkey named?
No.
I don't
no.
want that monkey to be a woman.
Why?
Because that monkey was a Nazi.
We're jumping all over the place.
At least a Nazi sympathizer
yeah.
or
yeah.
agent.
Yeah.
It like did like a Nazi salute.
Yeah,
the
monkey
I mean,
does
can train.
Do a Sieg
I mean,
Heil.
You can train an animal to do anything. Though.
Yikes!
But that's just to like get by the door.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That Nazi monkey knows what it's doing.
It's just following orders
yeah.
from its trainer.
Oh, yep. No.
Yep, yep. No. Exactly. What else was the monkey going to do?
No. I'm not sure we want to get into this.
The ethics of Nazi monkeys. Okay, so we're in Nepal.
It is complex because in like in a screenplay, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole thing where you either kick the dog or you pat the dog,
yeah.
or you save the cat. You do something right away to let you know whether the character is good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And with this monkey, who seems very charming at the very beginning, they kind of have the equivalent of kick the dog.
Totally.
With the flash and the Heil Hitler
sign.
They
totally do.
But it's only to prepare you for later when a bad guy, a really bad Nazi.
The monkey's owner.
Monkey's owner.
I don't know if he's a Nazi.
Yeah. Well, he works for the Nazis, I guess.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
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 Like anyway, yeah, he, no, he's a Nazi. He's a Nazi.
He heiled Hitler first, and
yeah,
then the monkey
did.
Followed
Okay, he's
suit.
A Nazi.
Wasn't that just like the the greeting?
Yeah, it's just to show like deference.
He's working for Nazis. He's not good.
Right.
But
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to let him into the party.
I mean, maybe that's how like he gets away with having a monkey with him, is that the Nazis are like, we don't care for monkeys or any animals or any fun of any kind. Uh-huh. And then he says, no, don't worry. She knows how to Heil Hitler.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, what a charming animal.
Yeah.
I mean, the Nazis would eat that up.
Yeah.
Oh, monkey?
Yeah,
for sure.
Heil Hitlering?
They would bring that monkey back to Berlin, for sure.
Yeah. That was probably part of their plan, but they never got a chance because the monkey ate a poisoned date.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is so sad. I mean, I know it was bad, and they told us it was a bad monkey. But it dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't have eaten that date.
Bad days.
You know what? That was a communication problem because the person who murdered that monkey was his owner.
Yep. He could have been
her owner.
Yeah.
Like, and if they would have just talked to each other,
yeah,
she would have known, hey, these dates are poison.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to poison
Don't
the dates.
Eat them.
Well, honestly, he could have literally like spilled the poison on the bowl dates and then like looked at the monkey and be like, hey, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's get out of
let's
here.
Get out
I poisoned
here.
The date.
You don't need to be here anymore.
Right, because it didn't.
Let's go hang out.
Yeah.
And what I thought I remembered a scene where he finds that he killed his own monkey, and he's, like, bereft about it. But that was not.
Did you make that up in your child
mind? That was not
mind?
A real scene, right?
Yeah, no. I think you're thinking of Return of the Jedi, where that guy is sad that the monster's dead.
Oh, maybe. The pit monster?
Yeah.
The Sarlacc?
No, the other one. Rocknar or whatever. Shut up, nerds. We'll get to it.
Yeah. As I was watching that monkey die, or be dead.
We didn't watch it die.
As I was looking at
it. It wasn't an extended scene of the monkey. Ooh. The monkey like just
like reaching up to the...
Desperately trying to hail Hitler one final time as its tiny paw quivered.
But yeah, I was like, oh, there's going to be a scene coming up where Eye Patch Monkey Owner is going to find, you know, what he's done.
Oh, and like,
scream
to the heavens holding the monkey.
But it didn't happen.
No. You
no, not even slight redemption for Eye Patch Monkey Man.
Nope.
Who was one of my MVPs.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because he comes out of nowhere.
Comes out of nowhere, has a monkey, has an eye patch, a crazy scar in his face.
Motorcycle. He's a master of poisons.
Yeah. What I was thinking is like, is this if Aladdin had gone bad?
What?
And that's Apu?
Abaddon.
Yes, that's exactly what
like
it is.
Like in a sliding door situation?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Aladdin turns into a Nazi spy?
If Jasmine...
ripped his eye out.
Chose Jafar.
Oh, if Raja...
And Raja ripped his eye out, and then he said to the genie, I wish for you, he's like, you're trapped forever, I'm not freeing you my third wish, I wish for you to send me several centuries into the future when a guy like me can make something of himself. And then the genie, I guess, picks the rise of Hitler at that time.
Yeah.
Because he probably figures, like, oh, this is the right time when an asshole can probably make something.
And he's mad because he's not getting freed.
Exactly.
So he's like, get ready to meet Indiana Jones,
American hero. Yeah. Because as we learned in the movie Aladdin, the genie knows a lot about American pop culture. So.
Yeah.
All right.
That guy was great, but also a Nazi.
Or something.
Yeah. At this point, I've now decided just now to label him a Nazi.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
You're right.
He's working with Nazis. He's a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
Okay. Fair enough.
Speaking of Nazis, we're saying Nazi a lot. It's bumming me out. But like watching this movie now with 2018 eyes, where Nazis are back.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer. Like as a kid, it seemed like a thing that was far away. The bad people from the past.
Yeah.
And now it's both the bad people from the past and they're back and it's terrible.
Well, and the new people who are back and are terrible are even worse because they saw how the first wave turned out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're worse.
Yes, I believe that they are. And the reason is you can see somebody getting swept up and becoming a Nazi before they saw how freaking bad it got.
Yeah.
But okay. Now here, modern people have benefit of full hindsight and are still choosing.
And the benefit of seeing like this movie.
Yeah.
And movies like it.
Yeah.
They are like, yeah, I want to be a bad guy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it is funny. It is weird, like you said, like when you watched it as a kid, like I was just thinking about watching this, like how much a lot of the just framing of the Nazis in this movie is the same as how they frame like the Empire in the Star Wars movies. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like literally there are just cuts of like all these nameless soldiers in one uniform and then a couple of like interesting eccentric characters like the Darth Vaders in the scene too, where it's like that weird Gestapo guy who's just like a weird little goblin man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and they, but like they're written and presented in the same fashion as like this fictional galactic empire where we're told like, these are bad men. That is the rule.
Yeah.
And it is weird that, to remember that it's based in like historical precedent and not that long ago in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. It's pretty recent. Hey, getting back to that goblin man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What do we think about his hair?
Wait, can we? Who's the goblin man?
The Heel Hitler guy who like burns his palm.
Yeah, the glasses.
Yes,
mm-hmm. He's like probably.
Yeah, what is the deal with his hair? Because he has like kind of a.
It's like a weird monk.
Yeah,
hat,
yeah, it is
longer.
Yeah, it's weird.
It was like extra weird, and I was like, "Is that like they made a point of him taking off his hat and mm-hmm. mopping his head?"
And he had like black hair but gray eyebrows. Is that true? Am I making that
I
up?
I don't know. I wasn't.
I feel like he always wore a hat, and I pictured him with gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he took his hat off, it was like dark black hair.
Mm-hmm.
And a huge, weirdly shaped bald spot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was just, there was some discord in it, and I was just like, is this some very crafty filmmaking, or is this just a happy accident of, well, the actor has sort of some weird hair.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he took off his hat. Great.
Yeah, is there like like historical precedent for like the early SS or something that like they had a very specific haircut or something that we don't know about.
I don't know.
Maybe it was just so his hat would sit right on his head. Who knows?
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's a hat head out there who could tell us. Tweet at us.
Yeah.
Something. Hats.
Hashtag what would that goblin hat?
No disrespect to that actor, but he like kind of brought it as just being like creepy Nazi weirdo.
Oh,
yeah, so good.
A lot of creeps in this movie.
Yes.
A lot of creeps.
Mm. Different
so more
versions
creeps than
of
non-creeps,
creeps.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to say he's creep supreme or not, because he wasn't like a sexually creepy.
Yes. If anything, he was probably like a weird like asexual worm creature or something, right?
Yeah.
He was a violent creep, but I think possibly the creep supreme is the bad architect.
Belloc. I agree.
Yeah.
I think Belloc's creep supreme.
Yeah.
Because
he plays it like he's not a creep.
Yeah.
Which is extra creepy.
That is the sign of creep supreme. Yeah. Because does that guy even have a name? Does glasses guy even have a name?
Oh, like the head normal Nazi?
What?
Normal
no, Goblin Man.
Oh, Goblin Man.
Do any of the Nazis have names? I don't think they do. I think they just call each other like...
Don't deserve him.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. He probably has a name. I don't know.
Mm. Hair Mac.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Marion. God damn it.
Oh, Marion's the best.
She's great.
She's like, listen, Hair Mac.
Oh, so good.
She really was great. I'd forgotten how great she was in this movie.
Me too.
She's awesome.
We're
they
jumping
still have
all
her
over the place.
Oh, is this okay, though?
It is, although we never got to Nepal to explain the problematic.
Oh, yeah. Okay, speaking of Marion, let's jump back here. We meet Marion winning a drinking contest,
so good.
Just crushing it.
Crushing.
Mm-hmm.
And
crushes
then, like,
it.
She's fine afterwards.
Yes. That's her superpower, we
like,
learn.
She pretends she's drunk, I think, and then just, like, crushes this Nepalese
totally.
Man in drinking.
Yeah.
And wins a bunch of money.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that that's a... like a big event, like everyone
right?
is crowded
so
around
into
there.
It.
And there's another one of MVPs in there, Lady Bookie.
Yes.
She's just like
yes.
staring
that was, yeah.
at Marion drinking.
Oh,
I was gonna say she's the like other woman that I think of in
right.
the movie.
She was
yeah,
so
you just
good.
Want them to whisper their names to each
other. I know,
other.
Right. By the way, my name is Seth. You're doing so good.
Good job drinking.
You're doing so good at drinking.
Hey, I'm cheering for you. Great job, friend.
She was awesome though. Like she has this incredible like she never loses the glee on her face Like, even when it looks like maybe Marion's going to pass out, she's still, like, having fun. Like, she's going to lose, and she's concerned. But she's still, you can tell, like, riding that high.
Yeah.
But then when she comes back, rallies, like, she's more excited than anyone else in that entire bar. And it's the best.
Yeah. What an event to be into. Competitive drinking.
Yeah. That, like, the whole time I was thinking, like, oh, this is what happens when you're just, like, stuck on a mountain. Anyway, the greatest sport of all is Marion drinking.
Yes.
And she's good at it.
So she does. She wins the drinking. Indiana Jones comes in. She fucking clocks him in the face.
Like, right away.
Which is great.
She has no time for him, which is awesome.
Because he spurned her romantically somehow.
No, it sounds like he took advantage of her.
I think it's from what I gathered, it seemed like he was like a student of her father's and like traveled around with him and like learned all the ropes of being a colonialist explorer who steals things. And then, she probably also tagged along and they got like romantically involved, but he's an older man and was like his father, her father's, I don't know, TA or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
But she was in love, we know.
And he was probably just dicking around.
Probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she punched him in the face.
Yes, and it was great.
And then he's like, where's this amulet? Blah, blah, blah. He leaves. Then the Nazis come in.
Yes.
And they are flanked by quote unquote Nepalese men.
Oh, no.
Who, Beth, you noticed it, so I don't know if you want to.
Anyway, you want to talk about it?
I can too. I just do
There was one man specifically that I was like, something is off about him.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked it up, and he's credited as Ratty Nepalese.
Nepalese?
No, what is it?
Nepalese.
Was it spelled N-E-P?
Yes.
Okay, at least it's spelled right.
No, I'm sorry. I pronounced it incorrectly. Yeah. Nepalese.
Mm-hmm.
And, he is, he has makeup on, like prosthetics on, to make it look like his eyes are more of, like, look I don't even
more
know.
Asian.
Yeah.
What's the word for that?
I don't know.
I don't know. There's like a science term.
Yeah. There's like a specific word for like just that particular like skin, like fold in skin or whatever that like shapes eyes differently.
I can't think of what it is.
So we're not going to say it. We're going to dig into it.
He is a white stunt man that they like put into.
Just like prosthetics.
Yeah, like once you see it, you can't unsee it.
And it doesn't look great.
No, it looks like they just slapped like little pieces of putty on his eyes or something. It's not good.
It's not good.
No. Yeah. I mean, I guess no one should be surprised. They were.
It's 1981.
It was 1981. It was problematic. But
like, it's 1981. You know, like they did that in like the 40s. And maybe they've learned over 40 years.
I mean,
they were like, we're not making him a caricature, but still we have to cast a white person, right? Everybody,
We can't find a Nepalese guy who will let us set him on fire for like 30
seconds.
There's
no East Asian action people
certainly
around.
Not in 1981.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is like, they have a couple options. If that was the guy they really wanted to do that scene
because
he's like the best at being set on fire or something, then have him just be a white character.
Yeah, just make him like another Nazi.
Like there was no reason why. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So that was a bummer.
Gross. Right.
Yeah.
We got there.
Yeah.
We got to that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we could probably come up with a story for every place they visited, of which there were how many? Seven.
Were there?
Seven places.
That's what I counted. They were in the Amazon.
Yes.
Then they went to wherever the college is.
Yes.
Then they went to Nepal.
Yes.
Then they went to Cairo with a detour to
Tanis?
Tanis.
Yeah.
Then to what I wrote down as Nazi Island.
Yes.
And then Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Seven, in your face, suck it.
Is that what you said?
Whoa.
I think it is. If it's not, I'm going to be really embarrassed.
What did Molly say?
Wow.
Molly did say seven.
Yeah. Oh.
I bet six, so I'll advocate for Tannis not counting.
I said three because I was only counting planets.
Oh.
One planet.
What's that? Though?
One planet.
Well, where is Nazi Island?
Moon base.
Yeah. I would honestly, I will give this to Molly because I would not have, like, if from the way I was thinking about this in the first half, I would not have counted Tanis. But then Creep Supreme, French evil argument specifically says it's desert in every direction for like 3 days or three weeks or something like that. So it's like, right? That's a hefty travel.
That's what I was thinking. And there was so much happy map.
Yeah.
Like opened on a map.
Yep.
That map looked pretty tattered, but it was still a map. And then there was lots of animated maps.
Punched a native and stole it from them or something.
Yeah. And there was a map room.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of maps.
Lots of maps.
Is that the overlay of like picture of airplane and dotted line on a map?
Oh, so good. Mm-hmm.
Was that an old movie thing before this?
I think so.
I guess they kind of even had it in Casablanca, didn't they?
I was just going to say, they did. Yeah.
I think it was a common thing in old adventure stories.
I like it. I still like it.
Yeah, I think it's
fun. You show me a movie today, I'm going to like it.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Sleepless in Seattle.
Did they do
they
that in Sleepless?
Yeah, absolutely they did. Mm-hmm.
It's like a person picture of someone not sleeping and then
just going to Seattle.
City map of Seattle.
They just circle it several times.
Oh,
this is where the movie takes place.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know from the title,
Thick Williams did do music for this.
Yes.
Wow, so thick.
Pretty thick.
Oh,
not his thickest, I don't think.
You don't think so?
Not his thickest. No way.
What do you think is his thickest?
Probably whatever movie we watched where we named him Thick Williams. Yeah,
that, that was Home Alone.
Home Alone?
Yeah.
That was pretty thick.
Actually,
in
that was.
I don't know. I feel like I feel like this movie was thicker.
Than Home Alone?
Yes.
I don't know if it could have been thicker than that. Because it didn't tell us as often how to feel.
Well, I knew at one point, like, she was beautiful by how the music was being played.
Sure.
And I knew that there's scary parts.
I knew,
oh, mummies.
He did, he did Phantom Menace, too, though. Like, that had to have been, like, crazy thick, right?
All right.
I can't wait to talk about the mummy room, though. I'll hold.
Okay.
Go on. Finish with Thick Williams.
I'm not saying he wasn't thick. I'm just saying I think he's been thicker.
but
who
also,
knows?
I mean, agree to disagree.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. Like, it's not like we watch Thick Williams movies, like, in sequence.
No,
so I don't have anything to
do. For $12,000.
Yes.
Just do Thick Williams
all
marathon.
All of John Williams' movies.
That's got to be a ton of movies,
Every movie he's ever scored, and we will only pay attention to the music.
And we will rate it by thickness.
Yes! What is the title of the podcast?
Thick Burn.
Thick Burn.
That sounds gross, sorry.
It sure does.
Sure, like slow burn?
It was like hashtag sick burn.
Like sick burn.
Oh.
Thick Burn, but then it doesn't really
work.
But
is that the premise that we're, like, making fun of? I guess Thick Williams is
we already
burn
kind of are making fun of him, yeah.
John Williams? I literally forgot his first name.
Great.
Yep.
Anyway, Thick Williams. Ooh, one quick note about Thick Williams, because there was the, she's wearing a dress, and the music is telling you that she looks good in it.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a great moment where, like, for whatever reason, he decided, you know, like there's the Indiana theme, like the specific indie theme, right, that pops in every once in a while. And it usually means like Indy's doing something heroic. And like for whatever reason, he decided to just like lay it in quick as he's like trying to put on a Nazi's shirt that he'd knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's literally like hiding behind a crate, putting on a Nazi uniform. And it just goes like, burr, 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 burr. Like really? That's
like a little spell.
But it's like,
because it didn't fit because he's too jacked.
Comedy. Yeah. Thick Flicks. Is that
thick
good?
Flicks.
What?
Like Netflix.
Sure.
Thick Flicks.
Thick Flicks and Chill Out.
Chilliams.
Oh.
Chilliams.
And Chilliams. Yep. We'll stumble
how much?
Over the
12,000 a month? Okay.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/totesrecall.
Yep. Great.
Oh, man.
Elbow patches, not present.
What?
Right? Really?
No elbow patch.
Oh.
He was very
wearing glasses.
He was very professorial.
And a sweater.
Mm.
Mm.
He's a good-looking dude, right?
Oh,
Harrison J.
I've forgotten how good-looking he is.
Like, glasses on? Looks like a hunk.
Yeah.
Glasses on?
This is
still a hunk.
One of his more handsome movies.
Oh, great.
For real.
Yeah.
Top handsome?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's his top handsome?
I think it might be.
This might be top handsome, actually.
I think it's a great combination of scruff and cute.
Yeah. Because he's like, he's scruffy, but he's also not like the world has destroyed him. Like he looks in some of his movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's also got good hair.
Good hair.
Yeah.
It's kind of like longer on top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So apparently the look of the 1930s is doing it for Harrison J. Ford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got a good suit at the very end.
Oh, mm-hmm. Great
like
suit.
A well-cut blue suit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got good suits in this. Creep Supreme's got good suits.
He does. Actually, Creep Supreme is well-dressed.
Sharp.
Not like Sub-Nazi, who has got pants up to like his sternum
yes.
and then like a tie that's a square. It's like as wide yeah, as long.
It's like...
That dude need to get a different suit.
Or that are what did we decide that one Nazi's called? The creepy worm one?
Oh, the goblin?
Worm Nazi? Worm goblin?
Yeah. Sure, worm goblin.
Whatever.
He had a pocket square that was just like like a maroon napkin.
Yeah, what was going on with that? It was like
so big.
It was cascading out of his pocket.
Maybe he was a magician.
Oh!
That's a dude that's into magic for sure.
Absolutely was. He's the reason the Nazis got into occult shit.
Yeah.
Like, he was the one who's just like, oh, what do we have in this hat? And then he pulled something out, and Hitler clapped like a little child.
Yeah, I mean, we see his showmanship flair when he comes in to intimidate Marion.
Yeah.
And he takes out what I thought was a mini nunchucks.
you call them baby nunchucks.
Baby nunchucks.
What are those baby nunchucks?
But that turned out to be just like a travel coat hanger.
That was a good
But he knows he's being threatening and then he's like, psych.
Yeah.
But then also, I am going to like murder you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also threatened to like burn her face off.
Yeah, early on in their relationship. Mm-hmm. Like really the first 10 minutes she met him.
Yeah.
So yeah, he definitely came across as very menacing and creepy. Can we get to the mummy room?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. All right, so
I think you know
I think you will remember.
Yeah, we all remember the mummy room.
So, I mean, I guess just to review, we started on the Amazon. We went to college. We saw the girl with the blinky eyes that we decided was terrible.
Yes.
He heads to Nepal where he meets Marion.
Yeah.
Her eyes say love you, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Yeah, for sure. He meets Marion. She's drinking somebody under the table. We meet the goblin dude. He threatens to burn her. They get away. Oh, he burns his hand.
Yes.
They go to Cairo. And then from there they go to... Oh, and she gets stuffed in a... That's where she meets the little monkey spy.
Yep.
And then she gets stuffed into like a tub with a lid on it.
Basket.
A basket. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. It's a lidded basket.
A wicker tub.
A woven tub.
Yes.
And this is the last time we'll ever see her in a practical outfit. She gets shoved into that tub.
True.
And then she goes to the city where the Ark of the Covenant is buried.
We think she's dead.
Yeah. Oh, we think she's dead for a long time, mm-hmm. except it's one of those things we didn't actually see her die. So you're like,
And I would say that in that basket, she loses her agency.
Yes.
Oof.
That is the moment. Because she's a pretty fierce fighter lots of like, pan. She uses a skillet to defend herself against an armed man.
Yeah, she's great.
She's really good. But then as soon as she comes out of that basket, she is forever being put in various white slinky dresses.
Mm-hmm.
One, a very creepy childlike / bridal white dress.
Yeah.
And the other, just very sleek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dress is...
Side note, of all the creepy things dudes do in movies and in real life, one of the ones that I find... in the top echelon of creepy is like giving dresses and telling women to put them on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, especially when they're kind of their captive.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see that. It happens in movies.
And especially
from time to time.
In a situation like this where they are literally 3 weeks away from any civilization and French archaeologists are like, go back to Cairo, get me a slinky dress and bring it to my tent. Because I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, he had to plan that out.
Yeah. How does he? I mean, how many sizes of dress he has? I bet they're all white.
Ugh.
So creepy.
Yeah, it's so gross.
Anyway, she gets forced into one stupid dress after another.
Yeah.
And then as soon as she comes out of that basket, all of a sudden she can't run by herself.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones is constantly holding her hand while they run.
Yeah.
You can run a lot faster if your hand is not tied up in somebody else's hand.
Yeah.
That just makes sense.
Yeah.
Then I won't make a joke about that until like Rogue One, right?
Force
Rogue One, I think. If anyone's not seen it, I'm very sorry if I just ruined that for you.
Shut up, nerds.
I mean, I don't think it's like crucial to the plot that someone doesn't want to hold hands.
Okay, so we get to the part, there are snakes.
Yes. God, there's so many snakes. Can I sidebar the snakes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is going on in that room? There's like 1,000 snakes.
They're coming through the holes in the wall.
More than 1,000 snakes.
But how are there so many snakes in there?
They're coming through the holes. They're just coming through the holes.
And why do they live down there?
They're not even like just like one type of snake. Yeah. It's like every single type of snake.
All the snakes.
Lives in this hole.
Do you think they had to call every snake wrangler within like $1 million radius?
Yes.
No, million mile radius.
$1 million baby radius. Yeah.
I would like to believe that they did not. Like they thought they were going to have to, and then they just found like one oddball.
He's
just
guy's like,
oh yeah, you need snakes?
I got a snake hole you can use.
They just used his room? They're just like, hey, do you mind if we put like some old like shit, what is that jackal headed god?
Anubis?
Yeah. Do you mind if we put some like weird Anubis statues in? He's like, yeah, sure. Just don't get in the way of my snakes.
My snake holes.
There is a whole section with snakes coming out of eye holes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Molly lost her mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's the mummy room, right?
Yeah, that's the mummy room.
Oh, almost okay. There.
That is the appetizer, the past appetizer to the horror of mummy room.
That's true.
That's about main course.
Yeah, they do. They like foreshadow it with like snakes coming out of like statue faces in the wall that Indy knocks over.
And so many.
Like a lot.
They do one and then you're like, oh, that's creepy. And then like, here's an entire wall with like eight snakes coming out of every hole.
20. Like there were just like there's so many snake holes.
Oh God. And I thought I'd be okay with snakes. And like a snake on its own, you're like, that is a majestic, beautiful creature.
Oh, what was the snake's name in Jock's plane?
Oh, Reggie.
Reggie. That was fine.
Yeah, that was fine.
Reggie was fine.
I could live with that, but I mean, tons of writhing snakes on the floor. And then, what were they eating?
Each other?
Other snakes?
Each other?
Other snakes? Then there should only be like one big snake.
That's how Anaconda was born.
I mean, I guess if there's a bunch of holes in the wall, like presumably other bugs are coming through. Yeah, maybe they just go in there in the heat of the day, the desert sun. They go into this chamber to cool off. I don't know.
And then they just go out and
But I guess reptiles, like snakes
mice?
Like to be hot, right?
Right?
That's like a thing.
Where are the mice going to eat?
They're in the mice room.
Oh, yeah.
It's like if they had knocked on a different wall, it'd just be like mice
like
everywhere.
Yeah. Or like bees.
Then what do the mice eat?
Gorillas.
It's just, never mind.
What?
Room full of gorillas.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. So Indy knocks down snake wall.
Yeah, Indy knocks down snake wall. Oh, her dress tears. So now she's wearing a mini white dress skirt.
It doesn't even tear.
He
rips it off. He's like, you're going to light on fire. And then just tears the bottom half of her dress off.
The bottom of her dress is on fire.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's,
So he's a good man.
I mean,
saving her.
He's saving her from... Now her legs are really exposed to all these snakes.
That's true. Yeah. There's more skin to be bit.
But it's like the shit that happens in video games all the time of like, oh, the character's getting more beat up, but really she's just losing clothes.
Yeah.
It's like strip poker.
Yes.
I know what
the
you're doing,
version.
Media.
Yeah.
Yeah, media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool it.
Cool it.
How about putting clothes on women?
Yeah.
If they want them on.
Yeah. Maybe Indy could have been like, oh, are you cold? Here, take my shirt.
Yeah.
Or jacket. Was he wearing his jacket at that point? No, he was wearing a whole deal.
Yeah.
That's right. He was in disguise. Never mind.
There was, and I get it. There was some time pressure and stuff. But for the most part, Indiana Jones, literally pushed people around and was a giant jackass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Through most of this movie.
Yeah. It's interesting because, it certainly feels like, at least when I was a kid, I always just thought like I didn't even think about it because you're just like, oh, sure, he's just like a rough and tumble adventuring man. You know what I mean? But then you realize now with harsh 2018 eyes, or maybe just harsh like being over 30 and kind of disgusted with most men eyes, that it's like he's just a jerk.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all. I was thinking of this before we started recording the second half, where it's like it almost feels like when you see a movie like this, especially a movie that's set in the same time period as Casablanca, it's almost like everybody grew up and saw Casablanca and were like, Rick is cool as shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cool. And like he's very just like kind of a gruff dude. But then they like forget that half that movie he is like the most miserable man in the universe and is drinking himself to death.
Mm-hmm.
And they like learn the wrong lesson. And it's just like, oh yeah, he's just a cool gruff dude who punches Nazis sometimes. And they forget about all the like misery and like actual emotions that Rick shows.
Well, and also that he does some kind things that don't
And like has
him
self-awareness and reflection. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so then the snakes come through the snake holes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then she is surrounded. At first it's one, and then another, and then another. And at a certain point, it's an absurd number.
It's like she set off the mummy trap or something.
Children of the Corn, except mummies.
Yeah.
Yes. It. And I was looking around the room. Nobody was freaking out.
Yeah, Molly, like, what I loved about it, though.
I was paying so much attention to how much you were freaking out.
Yeah, agree.
And what was so great about it, Molly, is, like, sometimes you'll, like, hide or check your phone. But this time, you just, like, your eyes were wide open and stayed staring at the screen. But the whole time, you're just like, what? 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 What?
And then your arm started to flail around a little bit.
And then they cut to a close-up of a giant snake, like, coming out of a skull mouth into back into another skull hole. Yeah, that. Exactly. Okay, so can we... I'm trying to understand the mechanics of the mummy room. So she, like, kind of stumbles into one mummy, and it, like, turns over. It's like, oh, there's a mummy. And then she backs up into another mummy. And then does, like, the jostling of the first two mummies...
all the other mummies kind of crowd in.
Right. So, like, does the jostling of the first two, like, loosen up all the rest of them and they just tumble? I guess.
It was like she was stepping on rakes in, like, a slapstick comedy, but they were just skeletons instead. Yeah,
with weird shrieky noises.
Yeah.
It was unclear to me whether the mummies were screaming or not. I think it was like, well, we're dead. Yeah. Like,
bleh. I mean, some of them have snakes inside them.
Oh, so you think it's the snakes like, screaming?
Get out of here.
You know, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was thinking it's either that kind of a rake situation or the other mummies were like, what's going on over here?
It's like, oh, ma'am, do you need help? Are you lost?
They just kind of waddle over.
Or
those snakes unnerve me too.
Yeah, or Indiana Jones is like, this is going to be hilarious and just started pushing mummies at her from behind.
Yeah, he would.
He would. He was a jerk.
What a jerk.
He doesn't get it.
You know what I had forgotten about until I was watching this movie, and I saw one of those crates when they put the Ark of the Covenant in a crate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, congratulations to you, by the way, Dan, for correctly identifying what it is.
Oh, yeah. There was that exposition conversation with the government men at the beginning.
Oh, what the Ark of the Covenant is? Yeah. Yes. Yep. Nailed it. Yes.
Nice. Yeah. It is not Noah's Ark.
Nope.
No.
But it reminded me of I was at a natural history museum.
Must be nice.
It was nice. And we were getting a tour, and out of nowhere, it was like a PR person. It wasn't someone who was a historian or an archivist or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, hey.
An archivist?
Sorry. It was like, hey, do you want to see a mummy?
What?
And it's like, it's just arrived. And it was a very famous
what?
Mummified remains. And you know, you see it in a museum and it's presented in a certain way, but you don't think about how it travels.
Right.
And it literally was a wooden crate filled with,
packing peanuts.
No.
Like that hay stuff?
You know, that hay stuff.
Yeah.
Like that you see in movies.
Yeah.
Was exactly what it was in.
Nice.
And he just kind of lifted up the lid and we looked inside and there was this mummified thing and he was like, pretty cool, huh? Okay, we're going to cut through here to get to the whatever.
So he didn't, like, just open up a door that wasn't, that you couldn't see in the middle of a wall. It's just like, hey,
you guys want to see a mummy? But then, in hindsight, I'm like, that can't be real, right? They would have to preserve it better than that. Actual mummified remains?
Maybe there's something under the hay that's, like, a humectant or whatever the word is to keep the moisture out. What's the word
I'm going to have to start Googling, like, how do you transport a mummy?
Yeah, we should all Google that. We should all be Googling that all the time.
And then Google will be like, why are so many people trying to transport mummies?
Yeah, I mean, I guess tweet at us, mummy heads.
Yeah, or like museum transport heads. Yeah.
Mum's the word.
Love it. Yeah, that is fascinating. I've never thought about that before. Because, like when you see it in a museum, it's like in like a case.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't touch it, idiots. That's why we put it in this case. But I guess when they're transporting it.
Yeah. I had a friend who was a docent at MoMA in New York.
Uh-huh.
And she was giving part of her tour. And as she started to gesture towards Van Gogh's Starry Night, two workmen walked in with gloved hands and just lifted it up off the wall and took it away. And it was so shocking to her that it was a thing that could come off the wall.
Yeah.
And that these two people who weren't dressed in any particular way, I mean, had on gloves, but it was like, you know, the kind of gloves that you, like, I don't know, get out of like a glove dispenser.
Do you think it was
it's
a heist?
Not...
Yeah,
no,
for sure that
thing
was
is,
a
she's
heist.
Like, if it was a heist,
she could
like,
do anything with confidence.
Well, yeah. It's true. Like, what would she say?
Heist. Heist.
I'm a docent
heist,
here.
Heist. She'd scream heist.
I'm a junior in college. Halt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But excellent segue, Beth.
Yeah.
You can do anything with confidence because that is literally how they find the Well of Souls, which is the snake room. They literally, him and Sala, who is the guy I was trying to remember the name of in the first half, Reese Davies or whatever.
A Welsh actor playing an Arab.
Well.
Well.
Right. And is that even his name? I've already forgotten. Anyway, Sala's great. He's a great character because he's not. Like he's just presented as like a competent dude, like he's just like
he's
a friend.
The best digger in Cairo.
Yeah, and like, but it's not like a weird thing where it's just like, also let me show you how ethnic I am. You know what I mean? Like I appreciated that it was just sort of like it's just Indy's friend who happens to be in Cairo.
He's great.
Yeah. Anyway, he and Indy just like basically just walk up to the dig site where they have to put in the staff to get the crystal to show them where the ark is. And they just, like, walk around. Like, there's not even any subterfuge. Like, they literally just walk up to the hole.
They don't even have a clipboard.
They walk up to the hole, step over the little ropes. And then, as we learn later, because as we may have, I can't remember what movie we were watching where Toad's heads might be recalled, Beth is fluent in Hollywood German.
Yeah. Die Hard.
Oh, Die Hard, right. So Beth told us that when the Nazis finally noticed, they mostly seemed just concerned that Sala had rope.
Yeah. They're like, is this your rope?
Like, they didn't even question like the whole like standing around this hole without a clipboard. It was just like, what's with the rope?
Well, as we decided, they just have to control the rope and then no one can steal anything.
Yes.
Because you can't move anything without rope.
That's
so.
True. Yeah. I mean, they use rope to get down to the hole. They use rope to get out of the hole. Yep. I mean, they're supposed
they
to.
They use rope to tie people up.
But then Indy uses American ingenuity and destroys priceless artifacts to get into the mummy room.
Yeah. And they destroy a bunch of skeletons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They destroy a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
The whole
they
town.
They really do.
Like they're so like rude.
Some people's you, water.
Yeah,
like an irrigation system or something. Oh, yeah.
You just can't be happy to see an American adventurer that, coming through.
Yeah, no. That whole, like, escape from Cairo thing, like, was a very, like, I assume mostly unintentional commentary on colonialism, where it was literally a bunch of Europeans and Americans just destroying people's livelihoods, driving their trucks around, literally trying to steal an ancient relic from their culture. Or, well, some of their culture.
Yeah. Well, and it makes me wonder, because movies are one of America's biggest exports.
Right.
And what must people think seeing this movie elsewhere?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, a lot of them probably thought, like, yep.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Gross. USA number 5.
USA number 5.
Man. Oh, and I should mention about the snakes, the line in this movie was, why'd it have to be snakes?
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't said that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still thought it was snakes. I hate snakes.
Oh, sure.
Doesn't he say it?
He says to Jock. He tells Jock he hates snakes.
I hate snakes.
Oh, yeah. No, but
that's just
Reggie. The moment where he sees a whole room full of them. In a different movie, he says, snakes. I hate snakes. Like that. Or maybe it's rats.
When he falls into the circus train.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different one. But anyway, it's the same idea. I'm just saying there are variations on the snake line.
Definitely.
I was excited to see that. And I was so excited. I wrote down the words to report back later. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Molly.
Thank you for your due diligence. Can we... Okay, what?
I was going to talk about in the Well of Souls when he's dusting off the cribbage board to find the staff hole.
Oh, yeah.
Molly just shouts, he drew a penis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he kind of draws a little bit of a phallic symbol.
You
in
know
the
what? He did draw a penis.
Yeah, he drew balls too.
He
also,
did.
That wasn't the Well of Souls. That was the map room that led to the Well of Souls. Thank you.
Happy map room.
Happy map room. But yes, Molly did point out that Indiana Jones drew a penis in the sand.
Okay, well now I feel embarrassed.
Well, but
he kind of did. You know what? I mean,
I feel like you pointed out something that people who have enjoyed this movie for years have never noticed.
Yes, exactly. It's like the sex in the dust in Lion King.
Yeah.
It's just a weird secret from the filmmakers. Like, ha ha. Harrison's like, oh, hey, Jonathan Rhys Davies, I'm going to draw a dick in the sand. Man.
And Spielberg's like, that's hilarious. We're keeping it in.
Yeah. And then they all took off their shirts and had a beer together.
Yeah. Speaking of taking off shirts.
Yeah.
The most.
How can that possibly be?
Just wait and see, Ben.
Okay,
just
wait and see. All right, I'm excited.
We will judge for ourselves if it's a good segue.
Okay.
Our best romance scene of this movie, where Indy and Marion are on the boat.
Mr. Katanga's
boat. They think they're Mr. Katanga's fucking great.
He's great.
When they think they're home free.
Yeah.
First, Indiana gets clocked with a mirror.
Oh, so good.
A great piece of physical comedy. Yep. Especially when Marion leans around and says, what'd you say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Anyway, surprisingly consensual was my feeling about it.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where it's almost like a reversal. Like, Indiana is like, get away from me. I just want to rest. And Marion's really pushing it.
Yeah.
But at the end, it's like, they have a fun little flirty game of like, well, where don't you hurt? And then she kisses those spots. And then they sort of make out, but he just falls asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his point to his lips was so super weird.
In what way?
It was like he was drunk and didn't know where his mouth was. Yeah, and he like, just came in real hot.
Like, this is
just like a real jab.
Came in real hot.
I mean, he just got...
He
punched
was
by a big Nazi
concussed
bunch.
At that point, right?
That makes sense. I
like
would, I would buy
probably
that.
Probably mildly
I mean,
concussed.
He did, like, they do kiss, and then he immediately falls asleep, which makes me think definitely concussed.
Yeah, because I mean,
he did just get dragged underneath a truck.
Oh yeah, there were some cool stunts in that whole escape.
Yeah, great stunts.
Yeah.
From a bunch of different stunt people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder. Who arranged all those stunts?
Oh.
Peter Diamond.
Yes, our latest in the long series of end credits heroes of Totes Recall was, Beth, did you, what is it, Peter Diamond's stunt?
Arranger.
Stunt arranger. And how does Peter Diamond talk?
I
Do you
remember?
I don't remember.
No. Peter Diamond.
Peter
stunt
Diamond.
Arranger.
Stunt arranger.
Stunt arranger.
If you want a stunt arranged, give me a call. I don't do the stunts.
That's right. I arrange them. Do you just want some lollygagger crawling around under a truck? No, you want art. Peter Diamond will give you that art.
Give me one giant Nazi. That's Peter right. Diamond will do wonders with it.
Give me a circus strongman and a propeller plane. You will weep. You will weep from its beauty.
Quickly, quickly, get me two men with hilarious faces to just appear in the windows. I'm Peter Diamond.
Oh, stunt arranger.
That can be arranged.
Oh,
that's his business card.
He absolutely does that, and then he like whips a cape in front of his face and disappears into the shadows.
Yes. I for sure. That's amazing because I always imagine him disappearing in some magical way.
Saying that can be arranged and then just like...
Beth has always imagined that since
Peter
we
Diamond.
First noticed this person's name 30 minutes ago.
As soon as his voice was developed, I was like, oh, this guy loves disappearing.
Oh, he absolutely like Steven
can you imagine
Spielberg.
Oh, Peter, would you like to go out on Saturday?
That can be arranged.
And then...
smoke bomb.
Oh, yeah. He totally does, like, the Batman move where, like, Steven Spielberg, like, turns around and is like, and then I think we'll have the guy over there. Peter? Peter? Where did he... Did anyone see Peter leave?
Yeah. But the stunts are good.
Yeah, he arranged some great stunts.
There's one... there's a fight scene early on that's got a lot of good moments. My favorite moment of it is one dude goes to stab Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Ends up stabbing his friend... And then also two apples.
Yes.
Like you see the sword come through the guy's body and then also has two apples on the back of it.
Was...
It's so good.
Do you think that was Peter Diamond?
Well
no,
arranged.
You like that because you said two apples.
Yeah. I bet that was Peter Diamond.
Shish kebab.
I bet that was Peter Diamond. It's just like, certainly we can stab a man in the belly. Like,
but if you want it arranged, you'll need two apples.
Get me an apple cart and a saber.
I don't remember the action being as good as it was.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Exciting.
Yeah. And it is very... I don't know. It is very like stuntman heavy. I don't know. That seems like the best way to explain
it.
Like, there's not
it
a lot
really
of explosions.
Is.
It's like
people doing just stunts. Doing
shit.
And yeah. Yeah, they're real stunts. Yeah. They're not like that fake shit that we see now. Yeah. Sorry, I got real mad about stunts.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there is like a really cool thing where Indiana Jones or someone dressed like Indiana Jones probably sort of like just very deliberately like hand over hand crawls under a moving truck and yeah. then yeah. like wraps his whip around the undercarriage and just has apparently the most well-made pants ever made.
Yeah, he is going like over so many rocks.
Yeah, being like, dragged behind
he would
that
just
truck.
Be like completely just like his sand
pants would be gone. Full of rubble
if not
if
just
not
gone.
Completely
yeah
gone.
And his
yeah.
genitals are just
oh,
raw.
But they're destroyed.
Oh,
so
man.
I mean, I
no wonder
him when
they don't.
He's very, very tired and very likely concussed. After
oh yeah.
That.
Yeah. And he's also probably just like, we can't have sex because my genitals are so torn up from getting dragged under that truck.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say that because it's not manly.
I'm a man. I'm an American male.
He's also been shot. In
oh,
the
that's
arm.
Right. He had
yeah.
been shot in the arm.
A lot going on. Although I don't know what she's gonna do with dabbing it with a little bit of water.
She's just trying.
And I'm just so tired of women as physical caretakers as the mechanism for people having some intimacy.
Sure. Sure.
It is tired. If hey, screenwriters out there.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you have worked one of those things into your script, please consider replacing it. Please.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, you were really going at them for a second.
And then you
then
got so nice. Said,
please.
Please. Well, I don't want to, you know.
I did appreciate that. As I agree that Marion lost her agency after she came out of that basket
yeah.
without agency, like a magic
basket
trick.
Basket of agency.
Yeah, or
you
something.
Know what? When she finally, no, she doesn't get to pick her own clothes. Never mind. Keep
no.
going.
But I did appreciate that. You kind of get a taste of it back in the escape where she is stuck in the plane and she sees that shit's going crazy and she just hauls ass over to the machine gun attached to the plane.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not like she's like, I don't know, like in another movie, honestly, probably another movie from like 10, 15 years later, like she probably just been like, oh, and like accidentally like
yeah.
hit the trigger on the machine gun or something. But like, no, she just like grabs it and starts taking out Nazis and
yeah.
it's awesome.
That's
yeah.
great.
That's right. That's
so like, yeah, it definitely, so they had, there were still moments of Marion being kick ass, but yeah, like she mostly spent the rest of the movie just kind of being like this weird POW in this man war.
And really being very blatantly used as currency.
Oh,
like
yeah.
being referred to as partial payment
yeah.
multiple
ooh.
Times.
Creep Supremes all around.
Creep Supremes all about it. Normal head Nazis all about it.
Normal head?
Yeah, not
one?
The goblin guy,
oh.
but like the other guy who's like the head of the normal
yeah,
Nazis.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
He has like
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of like a scar on his
yes.
cheek.
Yes, okay, yeah. that guy. Oh, yeah. yeah, yeah. I was trying to figure what you were saying. Like,
yeah.
like his head is normal?
And Mr. Katanga pretends he wants to do that.
I
yeah.
was so heartbroken for the like 30 seconds that I thought he had actually betrayed them. But then when I realized he was just trying to save both Indy and Marion.
We should say he's a ship captain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. or the captain of the ship where they're taking refuge for a
yes.
short time. Until a German submarine pulls up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then takes them
and
to
then
Nazi Indy, Island.
Indy like climbs aboard the submarine.
I yeah. guess
he just like swims across because he's a man.
Yeah.
Man.
America.
Never mind this shot arm.
I'm healed now. I've had a good night's rest.
Yeah.
And I was
dabbed
with water. Yep.
Yes, he was dabbed with water and smooched by
maid.
A lady.
Yeah.
That's all an American man in the 1930s needs.
Just needed a smooch. Mission where were they? Something.
Elbow.
Forehead. Elbow.
Forehead.
Elbow, forehead.
Eyelid.
Yep.
And then.
And then
kind
just
kind of his lip.
Yeah,
maybe.
She figured it out.
Yeah.
She maybe.
She's like,
real hot.
All right, I think he needs.
Yeah. We could have done this after elbow. I was ready to go.
Yeah, I guess it's not really clear how he. Like, the submarine just never must have submerged again, right? He just, like, rode the top of it till it got to Nazi Island?
I think he just punched the cover open.
Oh, he actually was in the submarine?
I don't know, guys.
Maybe they were so close, yeah, they just, like,
okay.
cruised up.
Although, how great would it have been if there had been a scene of him just going, the submarine going down into the water.
And he holds his breath for, like, a day and a half.
Yeah, because he's an American hero.
Yeah.
great.
But Mr. Katanga is one of my MVPs, for mm-hmm. sure. Love him. My last MVP that I haven't yet touched on is Vest Nerd.
What?
Who ooh. In the classroom early on.
Yeah, yeah.
The class is filled with ladies who want a piece of that, Harrison.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then the last person to leave is just like this uptight young college boy wearing a sweater vest who kind of angrily places an apple on his desk. Like, he's like, I'm doing this right. Everybody is here just to flirt with a teacher.
Right.
I want to learn about archaeology.
But he also no eye contact with Professor Jones. Like, just beelines it out of there.
Yeah.
Do you think he did that on purpose, like weirdly put the apple on the desk? Because my theory was that he was so nervous and he was like, all I gotta do is put this apple on this desk.
Oh, the actor?
And he's like, because it kind of like wobbles around, and like the guy who's like his British
friend Marcus
like comes in and is like, kind of has to like reach for it in a way that I don't think he was necessarily prepared to do.
Do you think that actor was like, holy shit, it's Han Solo?
For sure.
I have to give him an apple.
Like, do you think originally it was actually like an exchange? It's like there were actual lines of dialogue, and he's just like, here you are, Mr. John. Cut. Roddy. Roddy, come on.
It's George's nephew or something.
It's a favor. Just put him in there.
My MVP was an extra who gets hit by a car.
What?
And for like 1 second, you see him on the on the.
I know who you're talking about.
Dashboard. Yeah. But he has just like this expression that looks like the shocked emoji.
Yeah.
He looks sort of pleasant about it.
Yeah.
It's like a really bizarre. Like, it's both somebody who's like shocked and upset to be being hit by a car, but also like, I'm on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's totally how it feels.
You think it was. Maybe it was like a young stunt person or something, and they were just sort of like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
They just couldn't help but show that on their face a little bit.
Yeah.
That they were working with the Peter Diamond.
Peter
Diamond, stunt arranger.
That's either. Maybe you think
that can be arranged. Yeah.
You think that was his direction? Peter Diamond was like, when you fall upon the truck, show that you are elated, because for the first time you feel truly alive.
So this truck right over here? What?
Peter? Peter? Remember your training. I hope that's exactly what happened. Because it's like, you've spent your life digging for these Germans, for these Frenchmen, and now, finally, you have the fire of adrenaline coursing through your veins. Oh, Peter Diamond. I love it.
Mr. Diamond, you got any fixings for a sandwich? That can be arranged.
And then he disappears. But when you turn around, there's lettuce, tomato.
Gee, Mr. Diamond, where'd you go?
Then he looks back to look for Peter Diamond, then looks back at the sandwich is like in sandwich form.
Oh, I love it.
Indiana Jones does the coolest hat trick I've ever seen in an action movie.
Oh, great.
Are you talking about the Nazi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After he has a tidy coat on.
Too jacked.
I just want to let all the listeners know that every time we mention this jacket, everybody pantomimes trying to put on a tiny jacket.
Because it was great. It was great.
Physical
it was
comedy
great physical
of like, comedy.
Oh, jacket doesn't work. And then some other Nazi comes up and berates him for being a slob.
Yeah.
And Harrison Ford, the timing on that's really good.
Really
I appreciated
good.
It of just like playing along and then being like, Coleman's actually,
hair.
I could just punch this dude out.
Yeah.
And he like kicks him in the balls or something.
Or something.
And then he kicks his head, but then the hat just flies up.
Yeah.
And he grabs it, puts it on, ready to go.
So good. Go ahead.
Was that an accident, do you think?
The hat?
It just happened to pop up like that, or was it arranged?
I feel like magic that good can only be arranged.
Right? Yeah, like maybe in the script it said like he punches him out and then we cut to him putting on clothes.
Yeah.
The Indiana Jones theme plays for some reason. But then Peter Diamond like swooped in behind Steven Spielberg.
Rearranged the scene.
He did swoop.
Like he literally just like came up behind him and it's like, what if the hat were to appear out of the air like a fountain? Like the font of God piercing the heavens.
It can be arranged.
Or what if he literally just like came up behind Steven Spielberg and just flung a hat in front of his face? You know what I mean? It's just like, and then like, and Steven Spielberg's like, ooh, yes. Yes, Steven.
It can be yours. The power of the hat trick can be yours, Spielberg.
Yeah, I mean, we're slowly turning him into like the Emperor from Star Wars slash Dracula slash like the Shadow, like the old like 19. Yeah. But yes, that hat move was incredible.
Yeah. Very charming. This movie was funnier than I remembered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remembered the LOL, I have a sword, I'll shoot you scene.
Which does indeed happen.
Yeah. Still funny. I still laughed at it. I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Still laughed.
I also appreciated how like pumped the crowd was about it. You know what I mean? Like after he shoots the guy, like a bunch of the people who were behind the sword guy were just like, yeah, like they were like, that was great.
It's okay to feel good about this audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that guy was like a dick.
I bet he was. If he's like the sword master of town, it probably was just like, oh, you have to pay for that. Do I? And he just like flings his sword around. All right, fine. Just take the...
There's one moment where the crowd comes out to distract the evil Nazis who are driving through in their car, and they're trying to distract them with, like, pretending. Maybe actually they're like selling fruit. Yeah, they're selling, like, a watermelon-like fruit. And, yeah, and this jerk.
I believe it was Normal Head.
I mean, he's already a Nazi.
Normal Head.
Yeah.
Normal Head takes it and just chucks the fruit.
Like a child. Like an angry tantrum.
Yeah.
Just throws this fruit out of the car.
So childish.
Don't care about anybody's livelihood.
They really don't.
Really
Nazis
terrible.
Are the worst, you guys.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard. I don't know if you've heard the news. Nazis are...
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes. This just in.
Breaking news on this podcast in 2018. Nazis are the worst.
Yeah. And I'd also say, in terms of the comedy, Harrison Ford has a really good everything is fine face, OJK, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Kind of like where it's like something bad happens and he like does this like, ooh, got out of that one. But then things get worse and he kind of freaks out. He does it a couple times and it's very effective. I know I gave him shit for Blade Runner and I called him not a good actor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. By now, I'm on board.
Sure.
I'm bored.
Maybe with that Spielberg touch,
maybe his acting got arranged.
Okay, we're giving Peter Diamond a lot of power now.
I do have that much power.
Oh, my God. Like, maybe that's part of the reason that this felt like one of the healthier relationships that a Harrison Ford character has, is, like, the character of Indiana Jones, as much as a dick as he is, like, he also seems like, I don't know, a real person.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think he does try to be a good friend.
Yeah.
And a good person.
Yeah. He's just of his time, I guess.
Yeah. I also was thinking it's interesting how they signal that he's like the good archaeologist, where like he's very into the museum getting things.
Right.
And like in a larger picture, it's problematic because we're stealing things from other cultures.
Yeah.
But like in the reality of that these white people have, like, this is the good thing to do, is to provide the museum which educates, et cetera.
Right. Oh, like versus just selling it and taking
right,
the money.
Right, versus selling it to whoever, to private collectors or whatever. And, like, we know he's the good one because he really hammers home that he wants the museum to get the Ark afterwards. And,
yeah.
Like, he wants these things for the museum.
It's very strange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like that's, yeah, I don't know. It's, like, not good, but is good in the reality of, like, that worldview. I don't know.
It's very complicated.
Yeah.
Like, the whole conceit of Indiana Jones is weird when you are willing to actually think about it critically. Because, yeah, like, if you're just watching it as, like, a silly adventure movie, you don't really think about it.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, when you actually break it down, it's just like, oh, it's just a bunch of, like, Westerners fighting over other people's stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we're, like, sort of given this weird... pseudo morality, because it's like, oh well, yeah, but he's keeping it from the Nazis, so you're like, okay, well then I guess he's
just like the lowest bar there is,
right? Exactly. And then there's also like the added bar of in this one is also of just like, oh, also God has also judged these particular white people not worthy to take this thing.
I thought there was one line in there that I thought was really prescient and interesting, is when Harrison J. Ford's friend.
Which one?
The one that we were struggling to remember his name, but he's so cool. He's as
Sala.
Sala.
Yeah.
He sees Sala, and Sala's filling him in on how the Nazis are basically only hiring diggers and paying them very little. And he says something to the effect of, it's as though the pharaohs have returned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That was a great line. Yeah. And it just sort of gets like stuffed in there and then keeps going. But I was like, that is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And probably poignant. I don't know.
Totally. I agree.
Yeah. Hey, the pharaohs were also real dicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't care who knows it.
Hey, you know what?
Hey.
Just stop being dicks.
Hey, yeah. Hey, potential authoritarian god kings. Cool it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me speak to all the hot reincarnated kings out there.
Yeah.
Cool it. Maybe spread the wealth around a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you pay people a living wage?
Yeah.
Like, I know you're far from automation, so... We're just going to put basic income aside.
Just
for
to be
a
clear, are we specifically yelling at the ancient pharaohs right
yeah.
now? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we still need to connect labor and value to each other.
Uh-huh.
It's fine. We'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe. Unless we die in a meteor explosion.
Or something else.
But just like cool it with slavery, pharaohs.
Yeah. Hey. Actually, I don't mean this. Let's paint with a bigger brush. I want to everybody just cool it with the slavery.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Is cool it the right term for that?
I mean,
I'm just trying to connect with them.
Yeah, we're just rapping. Yeah. We're just rapping with these guys.
It's just like with the screenwriters. Like, I came out kind of strong, but then I thought, you know, I also want to be persuasive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clear.
Yeah.
But leave a little room.
Like, yeah. Still be like, well, look.
That's like, hey, that's like where teens.
I think that cool it is not the right term. Because cool it to me is like bring it down a few notches.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Okay. You're right.
Or just don't do it at all.
Yeah. Okay.
How about like cool it like to the max?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolute
very
zero.
Good.
Cool it to the maximum
absolute
level.
Absolute zero.
Cool.
Yeah. Maximum yeah. cool,
absolute
pharaohs.
Zero.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
redistribute your Egypt coin. And everybody gets their brains pulled out. They die so they can go to the afterlife.
Yeah.
Sure,
just
sure,
you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's organs should be in jars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't old Joe at the market stand get his organs in a jar?
Why can't we all be in a mummy room together?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We should all be in one mummy room.
Yeah.
Just children of the corn.
Just so
waiting for
some
victim.
Lady walks in, we can all attack her like yeah. rakes in a cartoon.
And or try to help her but yeah. not oh, yeah. really knowing
hey,
how.
Hey, pharaohs, you think me and all my cousins and stuff don't want to turn into old desiccated skeletons and scare white ladies? We do. That's not just for kings. So cool it to the max.
Pharaohs. Long dead pharaohs.
Yeah.
But also 2018, cool with the slavery to
yeah,
the max.
To
please.
The max.
Yeah.
To the extreme max.
Yeah.
Just the maybe opposite like, of what you're
maybe
doing.
Maybe like cool it all the way to the point where like you're going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, here's a living wage. I love you.
With a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also like if they don't want a hug because like you have a complicated relationship, that's fine.
Yeah. Just let them be.
Just leave them alone.
Yeah.
Just leave everybody alone.
Can we all just leave each other alone? That's the lesson of Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
If everyone would just leave each other alone and stop replacing each other's gods with sandbags or using your fascist machine of war to steal the relics of God to use for your own whims.
Yeah, tricking people into opening things and mm-hmm. then closing things and then flying places and then crawling under trucks. Just cool it.
Cool it.
Before we get to our final rating of the movie, we'd like to read a review of our own podcast, Toast Recall.
Love to.
In the impression of a character from that movie or...
Peter Diamond. That could be arranged.
Unfortunately,
it's not just any review; it's a 5-star review.
Oh yeah, 5-star review on iTunes.
Picture yourself logging onto iTunes.com, riding underneath a truck of the Third Reich. You hit the 5 key. You write a small missive about the quality of the podcast, and your heart beats harder than it ever has in your meager existence. Sorry, I'm really into Peter Diamond.
So we would like to arrange that for this podcast, but No reviews.
Yeah, great.
Boo.
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 Boo. Boo to all the people who listen to our podcast.
Just kidding. We love you.
JK.
JK. JK. Here's a living wage if we were pharaohs, but we're not.
Yeah, we'd like to cool it to the max and give all our listeners living wage.
But also, do the opposite. Patreon.com/TotesRecall.
Hey, pay for art.
Yeah. Cool it with that free downloading.
Right?
But don't it. Fine. Keep downloading.
Yeah.
But maybe consider throwing a few bucks our way.
Well, anyway, consider cooling it.
In a very specific way. Consider cooling it. Ooh, we're looking that up.
So, instead of doing that, we'll just jump straight to our reviews. Dan, you, I thought you would give it a 4.
Yeah. What was it? Happy maps?
4 yes. Happy paper maps.
Happy, specifically paper maps. Okay.
You are balancing a fun romp versus the problematic elements.
Yes. Yeah. I think that is the case. Like, it's still, there's a lot of, like, fun adventurousness in the movie. And it's still, I don't know, it's, yeah, like a good classic adventure story, but it is also like the harsh views of 2018 kind of muddle things a little more than they did when I was younger.
Yeah.
I will say, I will drop it down to a cowardly 3 happy paper maps.
Great. Beth, you gave it a 2.
Mm-hmm.
Since you weren't sure which one this was, yep. Maybe it wasn't that good.
Wait, have you seen this one before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have seen all of them, but I just don't remember what happens in
gotcha.
Them.
Do you remember if this is one of the VHSs that you owned?
Great question.
Of the two?
I don't. I'm gonna have to look at those VHSs.
If you grew up with Beth, tweet at us.
Probably.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
You have VHSs in your home?
Well, in my parents' home.
They still have VHS tapes.
Yeah.
If you're Beth's
parents.
I just
recently put them in a plastic container.
Ooh.
Get rid of them.
Wait, they might be worth some money.
Nope.
Apparently those Black Diamond Disney VHSs are worth money.
Really?
They're not.
Oh, okay.
What about the clamshell
ones? But some
ones?
People, yeah, the clamshell ones. Oh. But they're like listed for like thousands of dollars on eBay. And what? I'm like, oh, I have like 20 of those.
Wow.
I mean, not 20, maybe 10.
Still.
$10,000.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that money. Patreon.com. I thought the movie was average. 3.
Hooray.
Hooray. I thought 4 and would also be conflicted between fun, romp, problematic. I quite enjoyed the movie. I liked it a lot. There were those elements that were a real bummer. But for whatever reason, I mostly give it a pass.
Hey.
4 happy paper maps.
Wow. Cool. I was excited that Marion had a lot more agency and self-possession than I thought she might. I cannot believe how badly it failed Bechdel Wallace.
Oh, yeah. Did we explicitly?
Oh, it just didn't even come close. Yeah, we talked about it. There was just like no other named.
Yep.
I don't think there's another named woman.
No.
Unless that monkey was named.
Nope.
No. Nope.
Monkey.
Oh, poor little tiny space monkey. Spy monkey.
There you go.
Spy monkey.
Do you want to know what you gave it?
What did I give it?
2.5 you ended on.
Oh.
Because you didn't know what to do.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm going to bump it up to 3.5.
Oh.
Whoa.
So 3, well, really 3.25, like a little corner map.
Yeah,
sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Although I genuinely enjoyed it. I really didn't look at my phone hardly at all, which is, I'm sad to say that's become a metric, but it is. There are a lot of parts that I really liked. So, yeah. Okay. All right. 3.5 maps.
Great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. A little bit of courage. Not that much. There it is.
Just like. No, I guess he actually had a lot of courage. Like, there wasn't a lot of him just being like, oh! It was mostly just him like, oh, this thing's going to kill me right now if I don't move.
Yeah. Well,
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
I was going to try to make, like, a cool connection of, like, oh, just a little bit of courage, but he's actually, like, pretty fearless most of the time. Like, he just kind of goes for it.
Under a car.
Yeah. Like, that was his solution.
Yeah. He's like, well, this is clearly the next thing that I need to do.
It's true. Well, it did feel like, though, because he had figured out the process of elimination. He was going under that car one way or the other.
That's true.
You may as well do it in a controlled way.
As we learned with that other guy who tried to do the same move. And as Molly said, also went under the truck, but not quite in the same way.
He was arranged.
Oh.
Peter Diamond will arrange you under this truck.
That's right.
Ooh, you think I got snuffed out?
What?
Oh, you think that guy actually got killed?
Yeah. No, he just whispered in Peter. He came down and whispered in his ear. It's like, you've joined.
Welcome to my stunt crew.
You've joined the Nazi regime. You have been given power. You are searching for the power of God himself. You finally met your match in Indiana Jones. You've seen the move. You've seen him go into the truck. You know it can be done. You have confidence. You have hubris. But yet, you do not have the skills. But in that last moment, as the tire crushes your windpipe, you know that you have lived a life of glory and heroism, but also extreme bigotry, and you should probably consider that in your last moments. But still, your limbs fly up dramatically in the horizon because Steven Spielberg specifically asked that you do that, so it's clear that you got hit by the tire.
It is so arranged.
It is so arranged. Okay, but should I, like, scream or... Peter?
Is that Peter Diamond laughing in the video?
Peter Diamond. Totes Recall is hosted by Molly Chase, Beth Gibbs, Dan DeQuette, and Dan Linden. Produced by Beth Gibbs. New episodes of Totes Recall drop on the 15th of every month. For more information and bonus content, visit us at totesrecall.com. Thank you so much for listening.